Ever feel like your blanket just can't keep up with you or the weather? Introducing the all-season Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket. Whether you're at the beach, on a hike, or cozying up around the fire pit, the Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket is your perfect companion. This new hooded blanket is super soft, ultra-portable, and stylish, too. It offers luxury comfort and warmth that goes wherever you go. Get your new Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket today. Available now in stores and online at MikiCouture.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, everybody.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I hear that.
I turned it up a little bit.
And, yeah, he was cranking.
I might have gone a little too far.
And I like it loud.
No, that was very loud.
I like it loud. I do. Yeah. And I was just like,
I just want to come in, rock it.
Man, dude.
I just want to rock out with my, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say your cock out.
I know. I was hoping
well,
you would
just.
Well,
it's the beginning part of like the stream, that. And I just want to like.
Got to follow those rules.
Got to ease into it. I'll say cock later.
Well, so we got to like address the elephant in the room here. So Chris did a little semi-stream. We tried to do it unlisted, but I think it was not unlisted. I think it was like live and people were joining in. They're going like, wait, what's going on here? But we were trying to test out this like audio thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
So like we're trying to like get this audio, because when we play clips on the show, everybody's leaving comments saying like, hey guys, we can't hear this stuff. And like, we are well aware. We tried to fix this right before the show. So hopefully it freaking works.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, we do what we can, right? Like you guys tried. Yeah. And
I don't understand why if I made a video unlisted that
people just
now people were just joining it. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it, dude. I don't know. I don't know.
They just
I don't know how
like,
it works.
What's this shit? This unlisted shit.
Yeah, it was literally like a 30, 40 second video of just me like.
Some dude's like, man.
Are you here, Greg?
Yeah, we couldn't hear anything.
Are you there, Greg? It's just my lips moving.
It's
and
like
then
some,
I switched to a
guy
switched to a video and it's just, okay.
Some guy from Kentucky.
Flex,
just
it's
like, man,
Kahlua
this is...
and coffee. This is actually the little snifter. Is that what this is called? Whiskey? Mm. Where's whiskey?
I think it's
Whiskey gave this.
I think that's what it's
Everybody
called.
Go follow Whiskey Shaman, okay?
Yeah.
He gave me this, and then also I got the freaking coin. Keep your spirits up. I know you can't read it because it's all back. Oh, wait, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can. It's straight on, man.
Nice. It's not backwards. Okay.
Yeah, we got a couple different coins, man. Ours are right here. Here's yours.
Yeah, there's my little snifter.
Hell yeah.
There it is, man.
There you are. Yeah, I see this coin every time I come into the studio, so I'm always thinking about whiskey.
The coin I have is the cool one with his beard.
That, oh yeah!
Oh yeah! That's I remember. Yeah, yeah I forgot we all got different coins.
Yeah, it's a sick coin, dude. I really dig it. I thought it was up here, man, but it might not be.
That's
up
awesome.
Here. But no, yeah, man. Yeah, go follow him if you guys have, man. If you like booze, you know what I'm saying? You like that whiskey?
Yeah,
he's the guy to go to, man. He's very knowledgeable. We've had him on the show.
That was a fun show.
It was a
mostly
because
it was a very fun show.
Mostly because we're drunk. But...
Well, and you know what? Mostly too,
at like 8 in the morning, dude.
He's
fucking
he is legitimately like one of the coolest dudes.
He was like
such a kind, cool human being, man.
Yeah, and he's an encyclopedia about that show.
Oh, yeah, no, man. Yeah, I don't know if
that's
he
true.
Knew what he had coming to him when he came to our show, though. He's like, man, these guys could be weirdos. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
Well, it wasn't like it was a Diddy party or anything like that.
So, oh, jeez. I mean,
it wasn't a freak-off.
Yeah, it's not like you walked in and there was 1,000 bottles of fucking baby oil.
Yeah, man.
Dude, did you hear about that shit? Like, how people are saying that was likely GHB or some sort of like liquid cocaine or liquid acid. Like it was drugs.
Oh,
not baby oil.
Inside
like,
the baby oil?
Well, yes, because like there was accusations. There's Jonathan Odie, this guy who shot up the Trump whatever hotel a while ago. But he had this interview or like this interrogation. And during the interrogation, he was saying that Diddy used to make liquid cocaine or like liquid drugs and put it in a liquid form and drink it.
Oh, wow.
To kind of hide it. And
that's some next level shit right there.
And then if you look up, there was like this viral TikTok of this chick saying like, hey, I don't think it was baby oil, because like, who has just 1,000 bottles of baby oil? And I get like, Diddy's gay as fuck, and he likes.
I was gonna say, a man who fucks thousands of butts has thousands of bottles. Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, you could use a whole bottle on one application.
How do you know he's fucked thousands of butts?
I'm assuming,
dude. I'm pretty sure he's fucked thousands of butts.
Yeah, I would say my assumption is just as valid as the person who said it's liquid cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I'm guessing. Yeah. I'm guessing, but you know, a guess is a guess, and it's. You know,
I bet it's something else. I bet it's not cocaine.
No, well, so that the speculation was that it was acid. So GHB is a form of acid. Yeah. And it's a way to drug your people that you want to get to do things. So you're like, hey, let's put some baby oil on you, right?
Can you get the effects of acid just as a topical?
Through the skin? Yeah, dude.
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. People drop it in their eye all the time. So it's like, if it can go through
your eye. Drop it in their eye?
Yeah, dude.
Yes. That's like one of the main forms.
So I don't know anything about drugs.
My only thing I would, you know, just to counter it, I guess, would be I would imagine that the police or the FBI who was there saw a bunch of lube and was like, we should probably test this. I'm sure they just didn't look at a bunch of clear bottles and be like, it's definitely lube. Like somebody would have put it in their hands. Though.
Think about it, because if it's an open case, they're not going to come out and tell you it was drugs.
That's true.
They're going to say, we found these bottles that say baby oil on them. That's all we're going to tell you. Because if it's like a shitload of drugs like that, they want to keep this shut so that way they can trace it back and be like, where the fuck did you get all this shit, dude? Because that's a lot.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, when they have like drug busts, they say like, here's 1,000 pounds of cocaine. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that like, they still don't trace it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like with drugs, I, you know, just from looking at like police video of drug busts, mm-hmm. like they're definitely not shy about showing off that they found that many drugs. And that would only help their case more if they're like, we just found a bunch of baby lube that's filled with fucking acid. This is how fucked this guy is. You know what I'm saying? Everybody would be like, true. Holy shit, bro.
True. If you're using it as evidence of how he lured and made people vulnerable, would you still release it as a drug bust?
Yeah, why not? I don't think that takes away from like what he did. You know,
you don't
what I'm
think
saying?
So?
No, I don't think it hinders the courts or anything. No, I mean, am I wrong?
I don't know. I just think it would. The headline would be drug bust and not what he's actually going down for.
Well, I mean, listen, I think what he's going down for, just like Epstein, I think that juice is on its way.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you have to build, I think in courts in general, don't you want to build society to believe a certain thing, right? So, by coming out with all this and say, let's say it was acid, right, or some kind of a laced baby oil for that.
Mm-hmm.
By them coming out and saying it, it would make society as a whole gasp of, like, because it's all funny when you're talking about butt-fucking. Like, oh my God, he has all this lube. Everybody's making memes and there's butt fuck. But if you were like, these are actually laced lube. Yeah. He was squirting this on his dick, putting it in a butt. That person with the butt, they were getting high. And they couldn't, you know.
Well, they're probably doing it beforehand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. He's probably rubbing it on people, like, just to get them in the vulnerable state.
And kids.
Yeah.
Like, I think that one guy, that press conference came out saying that there was 120 new people coming forward, and some of the youngest was like 9 and 13.
There's a 9-year-old.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't put much stock in that right now. I don't, because I feel like anytime somebody comes out with a case, you're gonna get flooded with people that are gonna try to. I'm not saying they're not real. I'm just saying
it's like Kevin Spacey, right?
People are going to want to capitalize.
True.
On this.
But
it doesn't mean that he didn't do it. Because, like, Kevin Spacey, I think that he fucking did it, dude. I think he's, like, a pedo and, like, he touches kids and boys.
See, I don't believe Michael Jackson did what he did. I don't personally believe that. I never have.
That's true. I'm kind of more in that ballpark now.
I don't believe it.
I'm leaning towards setting up Michael Jackson, yeah.
But that's not really the argument. My point is when that came out about Michael Jackson, every parent who's ever had a kid over there that saw the opportunity.
It depends how it went down. If this news hit and then all of a sudden now people are like contacting them, then you might want to have to do a lot more due diligence on who's saying what. But if once they raided all his places and if they have photographs and video of people, which they say they do,
and then they approach
those people and say, hey, we need like your comment or your fucking testimony on this. That's a different thing.
That's different than them calling, though.
True. Yeah, so Kim Porter wrote a whole book about it, dude. Yeah. And like she was basically accusing Diddy of all these things that came out in his indictment. You know what I mean? Like the whole case with Kate or Cassie Ventura. Because remember when that video came out about like this woman running down the hall and Diddy comes out and slaps her? She's trying to get in the elevator. Oh, and he's like fucking, he's beating the shit out of this woman.
Yeah, dragging her by her hair, man.
That was her.
Yeah.
And that video was shown in court kind of like corroborating her story that, yeah, he was abusive because, like, she was like his sex slave. That's what, you know, was it came out in the court documents. And, you know, that Jonathan Odie guy said that he was Diddy's sex slave having sex with Cassie and Diddy way back in 2018 before this was even like a thing. You know what I mean?
I just like, so like I just don't believe him. I just right now, I'm just being honest. I don't believe the all these new people that came forward necessarily. And the reason I don't is the Diddy thing is not a secret. It's been talked about for a long time. There's been cases and
but
people...
the power though, like the fear of Diddy, like you know, taking his action on you and like killing you or your family.
Sure.
That was a probably a real deal.
No, listen, I'm not saying that that's not true. But what I am saying is. Is you by doing, listen, it's the same thing with, okay, this is going to come sound weird, but we've talked about it before, but it's valid to me. The problem with a woman who is sexually assaulted, for example, coming out 10 years later, it's not that it didn't happen. It's that you waited so long that you bring doubt. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they come out, when something happens to that person, they come out and try to get onto that train. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying that person wasn't evil and did bad things. But by you doing that, it just leaves a shred of doubt. And so when you have these cases like this and they all kind of come as he gets arrested or as this thing's happened, it's just like, okay, but other people came out and talked about this. They didn't die, seemingly. Okay. But I'm saying Cat Williams have been talking about it. There's people that always talk about Diddy's parties. There's celebrities that talked about it and you didn't come out. Like, I don't know.
Well,
because I think the celebrities are, they're implicit.
I don't know that Cat Williams is, you know, talking about it, but these other celebrities that have been talking, like you go on the podcast, go look that shit up.
Cat Williams talked about it on like one of his
Shannon Sharp show,
freaking like stand-up comedies. Like Cat Williams was up there sweating, like in that comedy special where he had like that big like suede suit on.
Yeah.
He was like dripping sweat and he's talking about like the backroom Diddy parties and all that stuff. I'm like, dude.
But it's not just that. Going on here. It's like, you know, with whatever Charlemagne the God's podcast and shit, people on there, they always make 50 Cent's been talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't believe they're involved. Mm-hmm. I think they just know that that you just don't do that shit. You don't go to his parties. It's not a
secret. Like people knew about Epstein, too.
Exactly. But like,
you know what I mean?
But see, like the ones that knew, like how many people, no one talked about it. Like rarely did you see people talking about Epstein Island and shit that was going on. Like you didn't have.
Well, I think the people.
Williams or 50
I think
Cent.
I think the 50 Cent and the Cat Williams type people that are talking about it are probably the ones not involved in it.
No, but they I know.
But the people that are involved are the ones that aren't talking. Or like, I think it was, Ashton Kutcher just said, warned people online about fake statements or something coming out. About that Diddy's gonna say and all this stuff. Like, why would you say that all of a sudden?
Yeah, he's guilty. That's why.
I don't know.
Yeah, that guy's.
I don't know, but I guarantee there's a lot more.
The thing
people
that's different.
In
the thing that's different about like other accusations and stuff is like when you think of Brett Kavanaugh or Donald Trump, they're running for positions of power, and it's like a political play and it's a political move. Mm-hmm. But like with this, it's more of. Can I even talk about this without having me or my family get hurt?
But what?
And that's one thing that I think that definitely, when you see the power of Diddy, I mean, he was handed the keys of New York. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that kind of power play where this guy can get away with anything he fucking wants to do, where the cops are doing things for him.
Yeah.
His private security, like he just has people who will do things for him and keep people in captivity, like that whole Cassie thing.
Yeah.
Like she tried to get out numerous times, but she couldn't leave.
So who died?
Who died?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Tupac, Biggie? What do you
No, I'm not talking about Tupac and Biggie. I mean, we know that. I'm saying like any person that's talked about has died. Like, is there any evidence of anybody that's come out and said that Diddy did something and they died? That's what I'm asking.
No. Like the Diddy body count?
Yeah. Is that
we're gonna have to pay attention to a Strange Sauna part two coming out in a couple weeks.
So there are people supposedly legitimate victims that have died. or
supposedly.
Okay, that's fair. You know,
I don't know.
What I'm saying is like it takes good people who were in bad situations to bring these things to light, right? So with Epstein, you had multiple women and victims who stepped forward and put themselves out there in order to get everything rolling in some aspects. And like, you have to have that. So when you look at like 50 Cent and these guys who, you know, when that is brought up in past podcasts and they're like, man, you don't do that. Like, yeah, I know everybody knows you don't go to a Diddy party. Like those are them kind of giving you the hints. Like they're obviously not coming out. Now Kat did come out and kind of just straight up said like all the shit, but where are the victims? That's what I'm upset by a little bit. It's like, where are those, the people that got screwed over, got literally, you know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, that's 120 people just came forward. So it's like, we have to parse through all of that to weed out the bullshit, like you're saying.
But that's, I mean, now. That's when he's arrested. I'm talking about the past couple of years. The past couple of years when everybody knew that it was happening.
Or past decades.
The past decade. The two decades. Like, all this time.
Dude, what I think it is, it's the Harvey Weinstein. It's the blackmail. But it's also, if you want your record to come out and you want me to produce it, which, I mean, it's guaranteed to get on the 100 billboards, right? Then you gotta fucking bend over and let me fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same thing with. It's probably the exact same thing as fucking Epstein. It's the nasty shit just to get off on nasty shit, but it's also blackmail. It's also bribery. It's also all
but
this.
I have to believe that a guy that's so sex hungry, right? Like, which just seems to be all counts. The guy was absolute like sex addict and was into this freaky crazy shit, like. There are definitely people that were raped or molested or drugged that were not musicians, that were just people. Like, people that went to a party with somebody that wasn't famous. Like, no one came out and said, like, yeah, actually, Puff Daddy raped me. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we never heard any of that. We heard that with Epstein. We heard these women that we've never heard of say, I fuck Bill Clinton. or the Prince, you know, Prince Andrews. You know, and you're like, what? And you're like, really? Like, okay.
Yeah, but that was it was the same thing. That most of that shit started coming out after Epstein was arrested.
No, they came out a long time ago before that. When
sparsely.
When he was
but,
let go
so
in
Florida. That's the thing, though, Dave. Like, if you got what you wanted and you got fame, you got money, would you come forward and complain about it?
You just missed what I said. I said there are people that have been probably raped by him that didn't get fame and money. Like, he didn't just fuck musicians and up-and-coming stars, dude. Like, he's probably fucked a lot of people and Bill Cosby. He didn't just fuck famous people. Like, it was some random woman came over to a party and he's like, I feel like fucking her and I'm going to drug her up, dude. Like, I guarantee he did that.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee he was doing that to regular people that were just at his party.
It's got
to
be fear of the power. I mean, what else would it be? I mean, like, you'd be afraid to come forward and say anything, dude.
Yeah, I'm definitely not denying that, Greg. I think you're 100% right. That is what it is. It's just sad because this could have been prevented a long time. Now, if you're talking about, let's say it's real, a 6-year-old or a 9-year-old, arguably, very young, wouldn't that, you know, isn't that pretty shitty that somebody that 15 years ago didn't say something that allowed him to stay in the limelight and do this to a 6-year-old or a 9-year-old?
I know, dude.
That's the thing,
dude. Like, it's dirty fucking people all around. That's why I think they're complicit. Or Whitney was saying that there was 3,000 people that came forward and they windled it down to 110, 120. Whatever.
Well, that proves the fact, though, that a little bit that you of people that want to have their name in the basket. But 110 people is still too damn many. I mean, I'm not denying that. And we don't even know if those 110 are actually, those are just, they've been windled down to such.
I heard one of them's Mike Tyson. No, we saw it on that the couch, the hand on the knee.
Dude, you ain't doing anything to Mike Tyson, man. He's doing, if anything, he's doing it to you.
Yeah. I'll rip that dick off.
You
better get that
dick
away from me right now.
Yeah. At this point, I don't think Puffy would have cared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sounds
like he not only gave, but received. You know what I mean?
I don't think Tyson would even come close.
He's like, I'm in the animal. I'm the animal, man. Just kidding.
I'll make you roar, bitch.
Yeah. I'm seeing red. You know what I'm
saying? I'm seeing weird.
My spine. Spinal.
Spinal.
Yeah, boners.
I broke my back.
I broke my boners. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I think what's going to come is the stuff that I'm interested in. Right now, it's juicy. Yeah, it's juicy. I think we knew that this was, you know, we already know, and I think a lot of people understand that there's weird shit going on, and this is... That's what he did.
Dang,
when he took Mike's...
That's loud. That's Mike's good. that's the increased volume right there.
The stuff I'm excited for is when the prosecutor or whatever came out and said that they have names and they have to file these charges, and once they file them, they will release the names, and they're names that will shock us. Now, we've heard that before, right? Like, oh, it's going to shock you. But this is a prosecutor talking about it. And to be fair, in his group of people, there are names that would be shocking, right? Not necessarily shocking to the people that already know, but like to the world.
To the general public.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, and they said it was like tied to like big pharma, some executives. Sure. Like people like you'd be shocked to know.
I don't think people care about that. I got to be honest with you. I don't think people care about
the big pharma
execs. You know, I think they already think that they're scummy. But what's going to blow people's minds is, and I'm not saying they're guilty. I'm just saying you throw out Beyonce.
You throw out Jay-Z.
You throw out Jay-Z, like, and actually like, charge
you
them.
You throw out the idols of American pop culture.
Yeah.
I'm just saying culture people are going to be, that's where you're going to have people that are, because they, let's be real, most people don't care about much. But, like, they do like their celebrities. Taylor they do Swift. Like their musicians. Yeah, but can you imagine what would happen if Taylor Swift came out? She absolutely is not, I'm sure. But I'm just saying,
what if her name ended
what
up
if her
being
name
in
what there? If she was indicted for something that had to do with Puff Daddy? People, like, her fan base would dissolve half and
do
half.
You think she's been to one of the parties?
I'm not saying. I don't know. I'm sure.
I mean, it'd be hard to find people that haven't, honestly.
No, I'm who knows? Again, maybe people do know. Taylor Swift's a evil to me, but I'm just saying that doesn't mean that she goes to the parties. I'll be very real because
she has her own parties.
I have to believe that, like, you had like a friend in high school or like you knew of a party house or something, and you just knew, like, man, you don't go to that house, like, all the druggies are there, like, that's not the party you want to go to, like, I'd rather go over this house. Like, that might be what Diddy was like. Certain people go, a lot of people go, but certain celebrities are like, nah, you know, I'm cool. I don't want to.
Well, dude, so like, that's the thing is, like, there's all these pictures with celebrities at his parties.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, like, his parties were probably pretty fucking fun. Like, the normal parties, right?
Well, from till 8
o'clock.
Not
the party after party, like, where everybody's getting naked in the bed with baby oil. Yeah. I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about, like, just his regular house parties where people are going, whoa, this is pretty fucking cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, and you're right. I mean, listen, I get it, because, like, I'm sure it was lavish. I'm sure there was great food. I'm sure there was, like, the lights and the music, and it was, like, this big club fucking thing, dude. And the, you know what the shitty part is? Is, man, if you would have just been cool and were just fucking people, no one would really care. If you're just like, bro, I was taking down women every fucking night, everybody would be like, damn, that guy, let me tell you. Like, that's a story. But, no, you had to drug him, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Like, you weren't fucking, you know, Gene Simmons, dude, just pound down the women. Like, you were drugging them to do so, and drugging men to do so, and blackmailing. Like, that's the thing that weirds me. I was like, man, you had all this money,
and then drugging men to have them have sex
with
each
other.
But
the thing is, you were so rich. Yeah. You were so rich that you could have fucked any. But gay men would have absolutely been.
But that's not even what it's about.
No, it's about the power.
The power, dude. Yeah.
And that's where it gets fucking weird, you know. And it's like you had to have that power level instead of just, hey, man, I party and fuck and I don't give a shit. And
unless it's even further than that, and it wasn't just about some weird power fucking ego thing, and he was actually, like, in business doing it.
Yeah, man, he was coming pentagram, like, pentagrams on the ground and shit. Dude.
But, like, if he was making money and that was a business part of what he did.
Sure.
Or if he was a Fed, dude, he might have been working for the intelligence agencies, blackmailing people. That's what I honestly think that was going on here. You know, I don't know. I honestly think that he got off on it and there was this power trip, yes. But I do believe
they
that
used
he
him.
Wasn't the top guy. He was working for somebody doing this shit.
Yep.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yep.
I don't know, man. One leads to another leads to another.
Band says, you guys worked with someone that's been to a Diddy party. It's one of the drinking bros, maybe.
Oh,
maybe Ross went to a Diddy party back then. See, and that's the thing. Here's the same
thing. Probably.
Well, here's the deal. And we said this with Epstein. I think all of us agreed on the Epstein thing. Like, the problem with the list is, like, that doesn't tell you a lot. Like, everybody knew Epstein.
It tells you, well,
it gives you a starting point.
If they're releasing names, that means they've done something criminal.
in this application.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is when the Epstein case happened and they released, even if they're fake, they're probably fake, but some of the logs, right? There were certain logs that we knew. It wasn't an admission of guilt. Like, people knew Epstein. They knew the island. We knew that there was parties. And we said, we're like, you know, there's a chance that people would have went to the party not knowing and then been like, nah, fuck that shit. Like, that's weird shit. Like, you don't know. It's a normal party until, like Greg said, at Diddy's until 10 o'clock and half of them leave and the rest, fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not an admission of guilt. But, yes, if they come out and they obviously have a file on you, yeah, you're guilty. But there's how many people have been to a P. Diddy party? Just standard normal people. Probably a lot, especially in Hollywood
and the music industry, yeah.
Just nobodies, no-namers, friends of friends. Like, I'm sure there's a lot that went to parties. And I'm sure not every one of them were involved with drugging and raping, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where it's like, you know, you got to be careful. Like, you don't know, like, who did what. And when they release those names, that's going to be a good indication.
I wonder how long do you think until they do?
It's going to trickle, I think, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
It trickle.
Or is it just going to be like, it's going to be the cone of silence for a couple weeks, a few weeks, and then all of a sudden, huge press conference. Here's the fucking, here's everybody.
Jesus, man.
This is all of them.
Dang, dude. Did you just break a bottle?
He just diddied that table, dude.
This is all, they're all guilty.
They're all guilty.
He just popped a man's asshole with that.
Oh, shit, dude. You got to fucking spit on it first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put that lube there. Here's Diddy's party right here. Vaseline.
Oh, dang.
Why is that here? I don't know, Chris. Why is that here?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Computer screen, Vaseline. Explain yourself.
Because his brother-in-law left it in that room.
Uh-oh.
I share this area with my wife.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
No, I'm interested. I think it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be really, really bad. I think it could be worse than Epstein in some aspects. I don't know about the political aspects. I think the Epstein,
might be political too. I mean,
no, I think there will be some. I don't think we even know. We haven't scratched the surface on Epstein. I think that could be like bigger if it really was to come out completely. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
I don't think it ever will.
It never will. But I'm saying this one is going to be huge, but I think this one's going to have more people. I don't know if they're going to be as significant.
I think this one will act as the eye opener to the general public.
Well, I'm saying if you could have got Clinton's bill, I mean, you're talking about presidents, right?
Yeah, I think that this will get this. The public will perceive this as more significant because of Hollywood, because of the stardom. Yeah,
I agree with you on that.
That's what Hollywood is all for.
Culture.
It's like they're putting these people up just to knock them down, dude. Yep. Like. And they go, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I fell for these people and I actually like them. I had posters on my wall of these people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like to get people outraged over, like, that's what Hollywood's all about, dude. Like, they don't give a shit about Diddy. They don't give a shit about any of these guys. They're all expendable. Yeah. They're just like, hey, you know what? Like, we need something to get eyeballs off of us.
Unless,
Hollywood, please.
Unless Diddy fucking rats out the people that is above him.
I don't even know if he knows people above him, to be honest with you.
I'm sure he does.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's the problem with, like, conspiracy, though, is that it's never satisfying, right? So you always have to assume or think that somebody's above that person. And even the biggest person you know, there's somebody above that person, right? There's some shadow. And, like, at the end of the day, Puff Daddy had millions. I mean, he was the richest for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? As far as musicians in Hollywood, he was the man.
Yeah.
He had businesses. Like, there's no reason to think, I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying he had so much power, so much money, so much influence. There was no reason to think that he couldn't have just done this on his own with the help of others, obviously, but he was the kingpin of this particular situation.
I think he didn't start something. I think he got into something.
Well,
that's what I think too.
Yeah, he could have started somewhere else and wanted his own mob. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he met some people and was like, oh, okay, I went in on this.
Yeah,
and then he went off on his own little fucking franchise.
Yeah, he said, butt's good.
Butt's good, dude.
Butt's good.
He's like, man, that's slip and slide.
Yeah.
I can't get away from that.
He's like, I always turned it down, but butt is good. It's a great.
Well, he didn't really make his mark on the whole fame and fortune until after Biggie Smalls died. And that's the whole thing, is he was implicated in taking out Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
There's been chat.
And then
about
he wrote the song about, you know, Biggie, like, I'll Be Missing You. That went to number one on the Billboard. It's the first rap song ever to reach number one on the top 100.
Yeah.
And then he has like this Guinness World Book of Records where he's like the top producer in rap.
Yeah.
I mean, bigger than Dr. Dre, bro. I'm like, how? Yeah. How does this happen just within a span of 4 years?
But I'm being honest, man, from the very, very, very beginning. I had his albums, of course, right? Like, I think a lot of people had his albums. But from the very beginning, I was just like, man, this guy's a fucking con artist, bro. Like, this dude is capitalizing on everybody else. Like, he was always under Biggie. Biggie cast a shadow. I mean that literally. Like, he's a big boy. You know what I'm saying? And Puffy was always there.
Yeah.
But he was never, like, it was never Puffy. It was always Biggie. It was always
Did you see that meme?
Boys. No.
Because you know how, like, Biggie has one eye looking left, one eye looking right? And he was like, he didn't have a cock eye. He was just always keeping an eye on Diddy.
That's
like,
probably true.
Diddy was sitting down at the mixer, and he had one eye staring at him.
Yeah, but that shit, you know, like if you can remember that period of time with MTV and the awards, he had that thing where he brought Faith Hill out. Faith Hill was Notorious B.I.G.'s wife,
mm-hmm.
And there was this big sob thing and this pity thing, and he had the song that was all about Biggie, and it was a capitalization of the whole thing, man. Like, he capitalized on the murder of Biggie Smalls. Now, he probably did that murder, or at least had something to do with it.
Wait, Faith Hill, the country singer?
Not Faith Hill, Faith Evans. Was it Faith Evans?
Oh, Faith. Because yeah, I was like, Faith Hill,
yeah, Faith
the country
Hill's
star, was
Tim McGraw's wife. You know, yeah, I was like, listen, what was Faith Evans, right? Will you verify that? Faith Evans, I think. Was it Faith Evans?
Yes.
Okay, there
yeah,
we go.
Faith Evans.
So you can imagine, I haven't spoke Faith Evans' name in fucking a decade. Right? So Faith Hill like, well, just pops second. Right up in the old noggin, because, you know. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my point is like, he got where he was. And then if you remember, he brought in Mace. Right. Mace was his sidekick. Mm-hmm. They did some songs. Mace kind of blew up for a while. And it was always somebody else with him that was good and sounded good. And he would just, curtail the whole thing. But even Mace, remember, Mace left the music industry, became like a pastor. Like, he runs a church now and shit. I think he just completely abandoned it. And it makes you wonder, now that you know this, it makes you go back and look at these things. Like, did Mace know something? It was like, man, I need to find God. This is some crazy shit. Did what happened with Biggie? What happened with Tupac? Now you have to question the whole fucking thing, right? Because those murders have never been justified. Some people said they know who did it now at this point, but you have to question the whole fucking thing. Like, what was he involved with? Was he the real quote unquote gangster of the group? You know, we talk about
was there baby oil at the scene of the crime?
There might have been.
And have you guys seen that Tupac clip where he's like interviewing for like an acting gig? Mm. He has hair.
Tupac.
He looks really gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's very, like, soft-spoken and stuff. Absolutely, man.
Well, here, so I'm just going to bookmark it.
He's very flamboyant.
In X. Yeah, so this is, like, historic films or whatever, but he was a teenage actor who went to a prestigious school. He was soft mama boy, blah, yeah. blah, blah. He didn't grow up as a gangster, but he looks very feminine. He's doing a lot of hand motions. Like, Candace Owens did a big clip on it, and you can, you know, Candace Owens is whatever she is, but I'm just saying, like, people, there is this conspiracy out there that Tupac is an actor who was hired to be the rapper, and he wasn't really, like, a thug.
See, I go ahead.
Let's play this real quick.
I spent 3 years in Baltimore, my high school years, going to the School of Performing Arts. Then, before that, I was in New York. That's where I grew up. That was my total growing up part. And I've seen guys speak to women with this much respect. And I deplore that. My mother is just totally, I grew up, my mother raised me. So I have this much respect for women, and I fight often because of that. And it gives me a lot of friends. I mean, I get a lot of friends, I get a lot of friends because I have respect for women, ultra respect for women. But then, like, I was liking this girl in Tam, and I'm extra nice, you know, extra gentleman. I'm extra just like, oh, you're beautiful and you deserve the best. And she told me I was too nice. I couldn't believe it. It wouldn't work because I was too nice.
I don't think he's gay. I never thought he was gay. I watched this. I watched this dozens and dozens.
He looks very young, like a young teenager right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is like, I listen.
You got to listen to the rest of the clip. Though. We don't have to right
thing.
Here, but
I've
I'm just saying other
thing,
people.
God, they fucking, they're
I
saying
I
no sound his... again.
Yeah, no sound.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have, I just, like, I don't know that he was that gangster kid. You know what I'm saying? I think all kids at some point aren't gangsters. You know what I mean? And he obviously went to a decent school. He was in Digital Underground as a backup, you know, like a dancer, rapper guy. you know, which Digital Underground was not some gangster rap group, bro, you know, at all. And so, like,
well, I was going to say his teeth are way too straight and nice to be a gangster. Man, oh, come you know on, what I mean? Man. Like, you need some like gold teeth here and there.
I'm not buying the actor shit. I'm not buying any of that. So, like, I watched this documentary the other day that like really like changed my, not changed my opinion, but there's this group that, this musical group, and they're very fucking weird. They have a lot of crazy imagery. It's pretty gnarly shit. And they had some accusations about 6 months ago. Their adopted fostered son came out and said that they were like satanic and that they abused him and they didn't feed him and they all this shit, like some crazy shit. People were like, fuck these guys, blah blah blah. Well, they put out this documentary, which was like a fucking insanely cool documentary, man. Like, whoever shot it, it was so fun to watch. Like, it was a really interesting thing. But it's D Antwoord, okay, it's the band. It's like a dance group from South Africa. And what I thought was interesting is that, and it kind of talks upon what you're talking about right now. So they were this couple. They met each other and they were, you know, they had a one bedroom apartment. You know, they had all these family videos. They were poor as fuck and they both made music, but it was like pretty shitty, you know, and they came together and she has this weird voice and he was trying to rap. And they got together and they decided to make this group, but and they did make a group, but it went nowhere. Okay. So in South Africa, they have this slang term for white people that are like kind of gangster, you know, or like this thing is called Zef. Okay. So being Zef was like, you see these like white dudes with these crazy haircuts and they have tattoos on their face and shit. And it's called like looking Zef. So there's this situation where Ninja, who's the guy, right? That's his name, Ninja. He was talking about his wife and she made a comment about a guy sitting in the back of a truck. And she's like, man, that guy's so Zef. And he's like, man, I felt like really insecure about this. I thought she was like, thought he was hot. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, so I decided that I'm going to be Zef because my wife clearly likes that. Right. So he went and fucking cut his hair, tattooed his whole body, did all this shit, right? Did all these things and got super Zef. And then she's like, he's like, why don't we start like a Zef rap group? There's no Zef rap group. So she started cutting her hair. They fucking blew up, dude. Blew the fuck up. And like, you watch this shit and you're like, man, these people are crazy. But you also realize, no, they were opportunistic. They saw this like weird fringe kind of a thing and they changed their life to be that. And they are that to this day in some sense. So it's not weird to me to see a person like Tupac, right? Who's maybe like in Digital Underground as a backup. And he's like, man, I want to be bigger than this. And he creates a persona. Like, that's not acting. That's being opportunistic. Is it right? I'm not saying it's right either. I feel like you should be genuine, but maybe I used to wear.
So it's fake though. I mean,
well, is it?
Well, who, I mean, who isn't, is it? Isn't fake in that?
I mean,
industry?
Look what you wear, right? Look what I wear. Look what I wore in high school. Like, you have phases and you try something and you're all of a sudden, you know, Chris just wears fucking Dickies and shirts, right? But like,
yeah,
maybe...
but I'm talking about like people who actually mean something to the society and like setting the trend. I mean, there's that whole theory that just rap was just like this whole setup to infiltrate the black community. You know what I mean? Turn them against cops, all this kind of stuff. Like, it's like to infiltrate the black community, make it a negative kind of experience. And I'm like, the music was good, but the message was bad. Right? Fuck the police, all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then the whole like police brutality, like it was bad on both sides. Like, you have like the Freemasons infiltrating. There's a bunch of different shit going on.
I think all music and I think they're all fake. I don't think any of them are the way they actually make themselves perceived to be.
For sure. It's like Taylor Swift. You can't tell me like she's that popular because her music's really good.
No, she's not good.
Like, why is she at the top of the charts, bro? It's like her music is not that good, but she's winning all these awards. It just doesn't make sense.
The only one that is probably exactly what he looks like he is probably Marilyn Manson. He actually, inside his house, he lives like his music.
But see, the problem is there's, like, here's the thing. This, and it gets really weird and touching. It's actually an interesting conversation. I actually enjoy this kind of going this direction a little bit. Because, like, first of all, that's assuming that people don't have a, like, you can change your style. Like, people do all the time. Like, you try something new and all of a sudden that becomes what you wear all the time, right? Yeah. And if you gain something from it because you enjoy it, that doesn't mean that you're fake or that it's not legit.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you're fake in a bad way. I'm just saying your celebrity person is an alter ego and it's not necessarily you when you're by yourself.
Well, see, but,
and I think that's most of them.
Well, yeah, you do things to make money, right? Like you have a publicist saying, hey, we got to do this. We got to set your trend. You got to do, you know, you got to be the bad boy, maybe get a couple tattoos.
Yeah, there's,
you know, it's
there's
like Katy Perry, that. You know, she started out like with the whole churchy kind of vibe, and then she kissed a girl, and then she turns into like this whole fucking Illuminati doing like, I mean, the whole cannibal video. Yeah. Like, it's like, what are we doing here? Like, she's just over the top.
And I can understand that to some extent. Like, see, with Taylor Swift, what bothers me is there's no way you're that nice. There's no way you're that nice. Like, this is fake. Yeah. And that's what I think is fake.
If
like,
you were that, if that you nice. Were as good as a person as you perceived to be, you wouldn't go through guys that much.
But I think the people that we see as genuine are the people that you see struggle, admit their struggle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people that I look at and I'm like, I believe that they're the way that they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they talk about their faults and they talk about, you know, and they're not perfect and they're, it's the, you know, it's the pop star, the quote unquote pop star that I'm, but you look at like Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie definitely lives the
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Horror there story, are, like that kind of vibe. Manson, like, and a lot of rock bands, I think probably do. And some, like some of the big guys, it's like, yeah, you know, you're wearing shit. And it's like, I don't know if you're really, you know, are you really like that? I'm not sure if you are, you know what I mean? I don't know, man, but I don't want to like rap to me that part that you brought up, Greg. Like I don't think it was bad. I thought that fuck the police was fine. I know that sounds weird, but like you have to look at it in perspective of then, not now. Okay. And so.
No, I think that natural movements are infiltrated just like January 6th, just like fucking everything else. Right.
Yeah.
I think that music and Hollywood is no different. I think that like when you have a natural movement that is swelling and then it's gaining popularity and then the intelligence agencies notice this and they go, whoa, we can't have them take over control of the messaging that we want to corral this society. Like we need to kind of nip this in the bud and direct it. You know what I mean?
But let me ask you if that's what you think, though. So like where, like, give me an example of like, maybe you don't have one, but I'm just asking if you do, like in hip hop or rap, right? When did that start? Like at what? Cause like hip hop has been around for a minute. You know what I'm saying? There was some Cool in the Gang there. You had some early age shit. Then you got NWA and then you start getting the West Coast, East Coast. And then you start getting the crunk fucking shit. And then you start, you know, you get all these phases. When do you think it became infiltrated?
Like the rap game?
Yeah.
I would say probably like when gangster hip hop came out, like gangster rap, you know, and like, I'm not the foremost expert on this. I've listened to like Isaac Weishaupt, who's done like Sacrifice Behind the Mic, where that's a book that he wrote, where like he'll basically go into in depth on kind of, you see these trends in hip hop where it's becoming more violent. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing like with heavy metal, where they're like, oh, well, heavy metal is the cause of all these school shootings and like these video games and like, they're trying to pin these sections for like the societal woes. And it's like, well, no, it's really just us as a culture and something's happening here in the home, you know? And like where it all just kind of goes down to like breaking families apart and whatnot. But
yeah, because I've never bought into like the whole musicians are the reason for something, you know what I'm saying?
But like the messaging in music does influence people. And that is, I think, something that is controllable and I think that is infiltrated. I think, honestly, like when you look at the Beatles, even going back to the Beatles, I think that they were infiltrated in the whole hippie movement. The Grateful Dead in bringing in LSD. I think that Courtney Love infiltrated Nirvana, the whole fucking 90s grunge movement. I think like she was responsible for pushing drugs throughout the whole fucking community. Dude, there's like a lot of different examples where you can look at these players. It doesn't even take like that big of a person. Mm-hmm. Like, who was John Lennon's wife? Ocho? I don't want to say Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco?
Ocho Cinco is the freaking football player. But like Ocho Ono, whatever the fuck her name was, like she was horrible at singing. Like,
she was terrible.
She came in, the band totally changed. Totally went hippie.
Yeah.
John Lennon went his own way. And then all of a sudden he has like this assassination attempt on his life. So it's like all this different things like where I'm like,
I know you're not saying that it's like that's real or that's not real. I don't think that you, at least from hearing you, I don't think that you're convinced that it's that or the opposite.
I think that it's strange. I think there's a trend on movements that are natural and that like we want them to grow. And I think that they're infiltrated by bad actors that make it go into a different way that it would have naturally went if we would have just let it grow.
Maybe, you know, for sure. But like, I also think that like when we start getting past the decades, you know what I'm saying? We move on, we start looking back more at things that were 10 years ago or 20 years ago or greater.
Yoko Ono.
Yeah, okay, Yoko Ono. You start to like forget the thing. Like there are natural movements, right? Like the hippie,
sure.
The hippie stage,
yeah.
That came out of the war, and you had people that were against the war, and that you know, you had this hippie movement and the van movement and all these things transpired.
But even that, dude, like I really wonder how much of our culture is homegrown versus seeded.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's tough, man. Because I'm with
it is
I'm
tough.
I'm with you.
Like, honestly, I don't know.
I'm with you to an extent. I can understand the argument, but the problem is anytime you do that, and even just saying like all music's infiltrated, not saying that you said all is, but I'm saying if you say that so-and-so has been infiltrated and the rap game's been infiltrated, all, you know, and all this stuff happened, it does take away from the fact that like those things can happen naturally and there's reasons for it to happen naturally. Now here's the thing, like for rap, for an example, why I said about the fuck the police songs and all that shit, like why am I not as offended by it? Do I think it's right? No. Do I agree with it? Absolutely not, dude. I love the police. From what was it? When they're good, you know what I'm saying? When they're constitutional and shit. But
back the blue when they back you.
Well, you know, when they're doing what they're supposed
Sam
to.
Sam Tripoli, words, everybody.
Yes. But my point is at the time we were dealing with, you know, they were dealing with certain things in these cities. We know the poverty. We know the situations. We know the government wasn't helping all that much with aspects. And it's no different than a book or a fucking podcast nowadays. Like they were expressing their feelings of what they were seeing. Were they right? Not necessarily. Were they wrong? Not necessarily. Like, but that was their poetry, right? That was their writing of like their daily life. And I'm not going to take that away. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I agree with it? Not necessarily. But if they thought that and they wrote about that, that's why Tupac was so popular, right? Because it was poetic in most aspects. Like he was able to say things and have it mean something to people. That wasn't just like fuck the police, come and strip. There was actually like thought behind it, and it was this really. So I don't like the idea of like taking that shit away, you know, because that's like significant shit of that time. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with. I don't know if that was infiltrated or if that was just like that's the mentality that they had in the early 90s, late 80s, right? With, you know, you watch.
You can see why they would do that though, right? Like why you would infiltrate the police to go after black people, right? Purposefully go after black families. Like infiltrate black families with drugs, corrupt black men, imprison them. You have the whole prison population, the whole like private prisons making money.
Sure, man.
But you're separating the families. Know, you're making it like this whole like generational type of problem. And then you start like this music genre where it's like, yeah, fuck these guys. They fucked my life. Let's all band together, right? And then it forces like this black white. It goes into like racial tensions.
I just like if you listen to Tupac, and not just Tupac, but he was a significant one. If you listen to his music, and you even saw it in that video, and that transpires into his music, he always talked about the appreciation of women, his mother, like having a mother. Like there was nothing of like, man, fuck your family, man. It's just you. Like some people did. But I'm saying Tupac, arguably one of the biggest rappers of the time, right? Arguably one of the best ever. I mean, that's in the argument, right? Like, listen to his shit, okay? Like, he talked about street life. He talked about families breaking up. He talked about, like, respecting your mom, like, not hitting women, like, all that shit. Like, that wasn't the shit you're talking about.
Why do you think he was killed? Dude, I'm just saying, like, he and Biggie were going to leave and do their own thing. Like there was word that they were going to leave their record companies and join and do their own thing.
I don't know if that's true.
But like
or not.
The record companies were like, dude, fuck this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, dude. I just like all the shit I've watched, I don't know that's true. Personally, they definitely were acquaintances throughout most of their shit. They did have feuds. you could argue that some of those feuds were probably like for sales. People do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they create feuds to garner sales. That's possible. But I don't recall ever hearing about them joining forces like that. That's never even been a thing in any of the documentaries and any of the police things that have come out since then. Any of the people talking about it on podcasts, other rappers at the time.
Either, if not joining forces, leaving the major rap company, like leaving the record label and doing their own thing. And I'm just saying, even that alone, you would have a separation of power from, what was it, Bad Boy Records?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. No, was it Suge
Bad
Knight?
Boy Records was notorious.
That was P. Diddy.
Death Row Records was Suge Knight and that industry, that establishment.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're having like...
But they joined that shit like late in the game. Like, that wasn't their all-time record. You know what I'm saying? Like, NWA wasn't on fucking Death Row. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tupac came into Death Row later in the game. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg left Death Row and he ended up joining Masterpiece's fucking record label, whatever that was at the time. Like that wasn't uncommon, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't uncommon for people to leave records.
Start their own, though? Like, because Tupac had a lot of power in the game. So did Biggie. You were saying, like, sure. They're two of the biggest, best rappers ever.
Sure.
So if Tupac started his own label, you can't have that, dude. That's competing with power. That's separating the power. You can't have it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There was plenty of labels. There's plenty of people on those labels.
Not that big. Back then, not that big.
Yeah, but you're acting like only that person matters, and that's not the case. Tupac was not the only significant person at the time. Notorious was not the only significant person at the time. Like, there were huge artists that were under them. Nas, like, you name it. Like, there were people that were maybe not quite as big as Tupac, but were massive. And they were on Sony and fucking Capitol. Like, there was massive amounts of fucking records at that time, record labels. And all, like, they all had something different. Like, obviously, Death Row and fucking Bad Boy Records were the ones that you heard about because of the West Coast, East Coast shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, even Ice Cube, I don't believe, was on fucking Death Row Records. And he was a West Coast guy. I don't believe he was on Death Row Records. Like, he had his own shit. Like, that's crazy. Ice Cube was fucking huge. No, Ice Cube left NWA and did his own thing. Dr. Dre ended up leaving his own shit. You know what I'm saying? He started fucking his own thing with Interscope or whatever the fuck it, you know, whatever it was. I can't remember what Dr. Dre's was at the time. But my point was, is you had massive artists who were doing this shit. Like, that to me is just, I don't believe it at all. If you want
it's my... either that or Tupac faked his own death and he's in Jurassic 5.
That's possible. You know what I think sounds more logical? So you had two groups, West Coast, East Coast. They were feuding beyond belief, right? Things were getting out of control. You know what I'm saying? Because that was huge. Everybody was feuding at the award shows. They were talking about, man, fucking, they were on stage, like, going against you. I'm going to kill this person. I'm going to kill that person. Like, doesn't it sound like it could be possible that, like, somebody thought that by taking the heads off the two fucking, you know, taking the heads off the snakes, that it could resolve the whole situation? Like, it's getting too radical. It's getting too violent. The gangs are becoming too prevalent. The West Coast, East Coast is becoming too much of a rivalry. If we chop the heads off, if we chop off Tupac, we chop off the biggest on the East Coast, Biggie, then now you're left with just a bunch of bodies. You know what I'm saying? And that died. Think about it. Both of them died, and the fucking East Coast, West Coast died. It became Tupac.
I don't know that much about
it. So it did. So that shit died off quick, man. You didn't hear about the West Coast, East Coast shit. Everybody was coming together. They were like, hey, man, like, you know, and you remember when Biggie died? I think because he died after Pac, right? I think.
But the
moms came on stage at the award show and they were hugging each other. His mom, yeah. Biggie's mom, they were hugging each other. You had different saying, man, we need to work together. Like, we can't be having our, you know, people dying like this. And it was this big coalition. And then all of a sudden you had, you know, Dre was doing his thing and he got Eminem later on. And then you had, you know, you started developing into the, you know, the crunk early 2000s era. Fucking. Yeah. I'm just saying it seems logical. There you go. But it just seems logical to me that, like, the government or somebody came out and said, like, hey, we can't have this gang violence storm in the country. If we take these two out, we could save millions of lives. You know what I'm saying? And those two, think about it.
I don't think they've saved anybody's life.
I don't think so either. I know that sounds weird. I know it sounds weird.
I think it would be more like we need to take one of these guys out because they're taking our power.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, because Puff Daddy, I forget his name. It's like a weird fucking name. But the person that Puff Daddy paid to, like, kill Tupac, And then he just never paid him. Remember, it was like that thing where he's like, yeah, Puff Daddy and him had this conversation where Diddy said that he would like give this guy, like, I don't know, let's just say $1 million to go kill Tupac. Mm-hmm. He goes and kills Tupac, and then Diddy just never pays him. He's like, dude, I don't even know who you are. Like, what are you talking about? Who are you?
Yeah.
That type of thing. You know, so it's like there's a lot of evidence there that suggests it. And there was like articles coming out like a couple years ago about this. Like, oh, Tupac's murder finally solved and all this shit, you know?
Yeah, it's because some random, some guy came out and said that it was so-and-so that did it. I can't remember the dude's name, but there was multiple people that said it was actually this guy. And I don't even know who that was. He was affiliated with others, you know? And you're right. I want to be clear. You're right. The government's not going to want to save lives. However, what if it was the opposite of what you're saying? What if the whole gangster rap was uninfiltratable? Like, they were so rogue. They hated the government. They hated cops.
Like,
so
they were
much.
A mob.
They
like
couldn't
the mob.
Control them. They couldn't get their, you know, give them money to have them control the people. So if you lop the heads off of that situation, now you bring in this era of Puff Daddies. You know what I'm saying?
Controllable, you know, assets.
Controllable
so,
assets.
So here it is. Dwayne Davis. Keefy D.
Keefy D.
Keefy D. That's
Keefy
his name?
D. Yeah, he was the murder suspect for Tupac Shakur. He claims that Sean Diddy Combs and Suge Knight were involved.
Yeah.
Keefy D.
And, you know, Suge Knight's an easy target. I got to be real. I mean, that's an easy target. You know, it could have been, sure, absolutely. But I'm just saying it's pretty easy because the guy was like a thug. You know what I mean? Like, he got in a lot of trouble, and it's easy to just say, yeah, it's Suge Knight. And everybody's like, yeah, probably was Suge Knight. He's a pretty bad guy. Was it? I don't know. Government? Who knows? It's interesting, though. I'm just saying, like, I don't like taking away from the fact that, like, even these people now, like, it's watered down. New music's very watered down. Like, the country music's fake. The fucking driving me in my truck on the way. You, fuck you, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you're not really doing that. You know what I mean? Taylor Swift's not real.
Yeah, most of those
guys
are living in L.A.
But there's also a resurgence of people who are seemingly are more genuine and are making more, like, music that you're like, okay, this has a story to it. It sounds not like a generic fucking thing. And so there's that research. People want that. I think they're over the fucking molded up shit. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of ways, but doesn't mean they're good people either. You know, to that point. But that's pop music, man. It's always been that way.
I don't know. I'm really curious to know what the government's involvement with infiltrating like pop culture is. Because I know it's it's a fucking thing, dude.
High.
I know it's a thing.
I guess what I'm arguing is that like I don't know that all music is the same. Pop culture to me is the easiest. It targets the right audience. It's the bubblegum. It's the fucking marketable shit. It's the stuff you hear on Coke commercials. It's the stuff you see on fucking the radio. It's the stuff that's on, you know, and kids like it. You know what I'm saying? So like when you talk about Olivia Rodrigo, you talk about Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Yeah. When you're talking about that shit, like they're not going to go to Slipknot. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like, you know, Slipknot's a big ass band, but I'm just saying, they're not nearly as marketable. Like, you don't see them.
Dude, you know what I think?
What's up?
I think Taylor Swift is the Diddy of pop culture.
Oh, all
right.
She's,
so you got
she's butt
Epstein.
Fucking everybody.
Yeah, so Epstein is the politicians. Diddy is the rap game.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is pop culture.
Yeah,
okay?
Dude. Since she can't butt fuck, she got Kelsey to do it for
who's
her.
Who's country That's music, right. though? Or is country music safe?
Morgan Wallen.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Morgan's too
No,
radical.
It'd have to be someone that's been around for a while.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks!
It's his dark side. It's Chris Gaines, dude.
Dude, he's
Chris
the fucking...
Gaines.
He's the redheaded stepchild. They say, how do you fuck this up, Garth? You were the biggest.
Yeah.
And then you came out and you did your shit and you fucked it. Now nobody likes you and you botched it. He actually was botched it. All the arrests were successful and he botched it. Like, who's Chris Gaines? Okay.
No, if,
he's
if,
like,
if
it'll
I honestly,
work. I'm
like...
telling you. It'll work, dude.
Of the country, of if I had to like guess somebody, it would be Miley Cyrus's dad,
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Man, that's it.
He's controlling the whole country. That whole
I do want to shout out Garth Brooks though, real quick. I got to give him a shout because he gets a lot of hate and he deserves a lot of it. He does have some great songs, by the way. But he might be the first emo. If you really think
Chris
about
Gaines,
it,
dude,
if you look at
that's
Chris
true.
Gaines' album, he may be the first.
Pull it up, Chris. Just pull it up real quick before we get out of here. Chris Gaines. Yeah, he has the one eye. Oh, he has the one-eyed symbolism, too.
Well, there is that. But I'm talking about the hair. You know what I'm saying? Like that scene, the fucking scene, the Warped Tour scene. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
You take away the chin strap, that man could have been in fucking Falling in Reverse. You know what I'm saying? He
could
have been
that.
In...
That's fucking Zoolander, is it not?
It is a little
It
bit,
is Zoolander. Yeah. Yeah,
Zoolander. That is completely Zoolander. Like, yeah. Zoolander got their idea from Chris Gaines.
What a weird fucking face. I'm just serious. What a weird face, dude.
Oh, my God.
And that's legit. He came out and said that was him, right?
That looks like somebody listening to Nickelback right there. You know what I'm saying?
Never Whose made idea it was as that?
A wise man.
I don't know.
That was probably just him. Just like, I'm gonna venture off. He thought he was so big that he could just do anything. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to have an alter ego named Chris Gaines and just fucking.
But dude, he was kind of like, he started the. Because what year was that? What year did that album come out? You got to tell me. The Life of. Yeah, what year did this shit come out?
Life of Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines is a character created by.
Because Garth I would argue
Brooks.
Not only was
1999,
he
the, dude.
Shit, bro. He
the Life
be.
Of Chris Gaines.
Like, he was kind of riding that 99 yeah. rock era shit.
Released
dude.
September 28th of 1999.
He was like a member of 3 Days Grace before 3 Days Grace. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has that, he has that like, rock emo kind of fucking
look. Pop rock and alternative rock was the genre.
Man, dude.
Wow. I've never even heard a Chris Gaines song, but I'm interested now.
I remember my mom was dating this guy, and he was really into country, and he had this album. And he goes, I was like, who the fuck is this? And he's like, Garth Brooks. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. No,
that's blasphemy right there. You know what I'm saying? Garth Brooks has amazing songs, man. Don't get me wrong. There's some shit. Like, he's a gifted songwriter, but that's a weird motherfucker, dude.
He is weird.
Maybe you have to be. I mean, if you look at the greatest artists in the world that we've ever seen, they are troubled and weird. And it just, that is what it is. You know how Joe Rogan always talks about comedians? The best comedians are the ones that have the most traumatic fucking
yeah.
lives.
Fucked up.
Yep. And like, look at Jackson, look at Elvis. Like, they had some crazy
Cash. Johnny Cash.
Yeah, look at
fucking.
I mean, just name it, bro. Ozzy, Manson. Like, they're all fucked up and weird. Like, doing crazy shit, drugs and fucking. And that's why when you looked at the Beatles and shit, and you brought that up, I don't know, man. Like, they're fucking weird. They just they were a band that transcended decades, and they started off in that bubblegum pop 50s shit. You know, or early 60s. And
I bet they got some skeletons in the closet.
Well,
sure.
Paul McCartney died in a car crash and his clone took over.
Paul McCartney?
Flex convinced me of that. Yeah. Paul McCartney's fucking dead, dude. His clone is in the band.
Yeah. I mean,
fucking weird, dude. You got to look that shit up. That is a whole trip.
I'll
right
pass.
There.
You know, it's you know, because it's irrelevant to me. You know, like, what did he do to my life? Nothing. I actually don't like the Beatles. I'll be honest.
A couple of the songs.
I never got it. I don't fucking get it. I've never understood it. I'm like, okay.
Well, you didn't grow up then.
Doesn't matter. I grew up with old music. My dad, I was showcased that shit my whole fucking life. And I respect a lot. And I'm not saying that they have all their songs, but they have some good songs for sure. I'd never understood the insane. I get Elvis. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yeah, he had the moves, he had the looks, he had this new, like, this rock and roll shit, and it was... I think
it's because it was unlike anything at that time to come out. You know what I mean?
It was
like this new, like, because electric guitars were really tamed, you know? Like, they had the tremolo.
Yeah.
It was all, like, surfer boys, you know, like... I don't know.
They kind of reminded me of, like... If Weezer was from the 60s.
I was going to say the Beatles reminded me of the Green Day of the 60s. Because they have three chords in all their songs. They're all fucking catchy. And but they're just good at making hits, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But like they came after Elvis. Like Elvis was doing like... Jailhouse Rock and shit. He had fucking electric guitars. Like, I mean, that whole...
But they didn't have the British accent.
It's a different genre.
But look at him. I don't even think they're handsome. I got to be honest with you. I'm not saying I'm a catch, but
no,
I'm just saying, like...
they're fugly dudes.
People were fainting over them. Like, what?
No, they're fugly dudes.
It's like... Dude, that's a lot of Jay Leno's, man. There's a lot of Jay Leno's in there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of chin. There's a lot of chin going on.
Especially that one.
Well, that one's... That's a little crunched up. This looks like...
Stall.
Does this not look like the Jets, you know, or like the fucking Hives? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's,
all the fucking UK bands
British,
look the same.
Yeah, I know. They kind of... Mm-hmm. You know, but Pink Floyd came out of the fucking England. You know, they didn't look like that shit. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude.
Right, dudes.
Yeah, that's
cool. Hey, let's call it. Let's call it a day.
Yeah, man.
You know what? P. Diddy's going down.
He's going
down.
We'll
see what the list
is. I sent it to my wife, the headline, and when that guy came out, and she's like, oh, shit's going to go down. I agree. I think this one's going to be pretty big.
It's going to be big. But I'm going to tell you, this, I think, is a blessing for Diddy. I think he's going to love it. He's going to have free anal sex the rest of his life. And I think he's going to fucking thoroughly enjoy it.
I think Diddy is going to sing like a bird.
He's like, wait, I get meals and fuck daily? Absolutely. Give me that soap.
I think he's going to get a plea deal and he's going to rat on everyone.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think he's going to end up dead.
I think he'll end up being a bitch like that.
He might be.
I think he's going to Epstein himself.
You think so? Yeah. We'll see.
Yep.
Death. Thank you, everybody.
Penetration,
baby. Right, brothers.
We'll see you guys later.
Peace.
Bye.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts. For your free timeshare exit info kit, go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.